wish I could share how chaotic it gets here. It's shifted from 4. Have you noticed, Mike?
To 3.
No. More around maroon time. It's as though people know. Anyway, hello. Welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. A day, I think it's 25, isn't it? It's 25.
It feels like 55.
It does. This is because... This is because... No, nothing to do with you.
Oh, good.
This is because it's too hot. I'm not liking this. I don't mind me being marooned, but not when it's warm. And today has been the warmest day of the year, 24.5 degrees, which for some of you is probably freezing. But for us, uncomfortably warm. Very uncomfortably warm. Good evening, Jonathan. Good evening, Paul. Hello, Simon. How are we feeling about the weather, Jonathan? See, you're higher up. Is it cooler up there? Or warmer? Never do me if it was warmer.
It's near the sun, so it must be warmer.
I've got a map to share as well. We're on it and Jonathan's on it. It's a very tiny map, but never mind. It's a map nevertheless. So, how are we all doing? I'm too warm, Jonathan. how's Lola? She wasn't pleased today. We decided if she was going for a walk, she'd have to have a mini little bathette when she came back. Not pleased, no. So then she marched round the garden barking, didn't she?
She did.
Our lovely cedar wood fence that was cedar wood is now cedar wood and blue stripes. Not our doing. The lady on the other side decided to paint hers blue, which has dripped through. Don't ask. That was so Mike came in and told me, and I'm like, no, on a scale of give a toss, don't. We'll just put something in front of it, I said. I think I'm quite right, don't you, Mike? Mm. Not getting giddy over that. Haven't got the energy. Far too warm for that. Paul's doing okay. Excellent. What's the news from here today? Not good, to be honest. No, not if we look at the government statistics. Because they're, instead of coming out and just saying, you know, you're going to be on lockdown till you die, basically, they're not saying that. They won't say it. Boris is still in hospital. He's still in intensive care and is refusing to be drawn on anything, obviously. Haven't even had a little message from him, have we, since, was it Monday or Sunday? Monday. So, no, haven't even got a little message from Boris. And the rest of the government are like, it's a hot potato, throwing it from one to the other with nobody wants to actually tell us. Nothing's changing for the next 3 weeks. The Welsh Assembly have. They've said nothing's changing. The Scottish Assembly have. Nothing's changing. Both Scotland and Wales have, in no uncertain terms, told the English who have second homes there, don't bother. Which is fair enough. As have Devon, where Graham is. Other than that, England, we can't say. We don't know. We'll be looking at the statistics. What they mean is we're carrying on as you were for at least another 3 weeks. Eventually they'll let us know that, but not until next week. So Simon says he's baking, he's boiled. Exactly, that's how I feel. I would normally open the front bedroom windows, but I haven't had chance to sort out most of the stuff that's arrived and it's all over the desk, which is in front of said windows. And of course, with all of the equipment in here, it's hot. Not pleased. Oh, Jonathan, I do hope your klaxon lasts. I have got a map. Let me see if there's some.
Klaxon for Isaacs.
Klaxon for Isaacs. Oh, now he's got one. He's going to be lethal with it. Let me see if I can find this thing on the BBC site. I actually put it on my Facebook and people were like, incredulous. And I'm not surprised. But I'm looking for one with the map. This one's got the map. Excellent. Right, I'll send this through. Jonathan and I are both on this map. He's ordered another one. Oh, excellent, Jonathan. That map is our Greater Manchester area. So it's where the Manchester police, we discussed this a few shows ago, didn't we, about how the police work in states and across the country. And ours is counties, and that is the Greater Manchester police area. And all the dots are reports of imbeciles doing things that they shouldn't be. Can't make that much bigger. And you can only just about read it. But the different colours mean different things. So red is groups gathering for sporting activities. Green is house parties. I can't quite read what blue is. Maroon is a street party. The cyan is a park gathering. Oh, the blue's other. And the pink is other and then something else. Now, I've got a much better picture for tomorrow night. But we're in Trafford, so we're the lowest part of that. So the bit just to the left of the middle, if you look very closely, you can see it's Trafford. Where it's all lots and lots of dots towards the middle. Jonathan, I left you in charge. What happened? I wouldn't lock them in their own houses. I would drag them kicking and screaming to the hospitals and make them deal with the bedpan duty with no PPE. That is what I would do with them. That should see them off relatively quickly. Today, there was a classic, an absolute classic on the news. It was a policeman. And in the UK, let me know if this is happening if you're abroad. But in the UK, the press are now in medal mode. Medal mode, to me, is when they start asking questions that there is only one answer that they can give, and it's the one that they want, but they're trying to back the politicians into a corner to give the answer. Don't you think the police are being too heavy-handed? Me? I'd arm them with anything necessary, including an elephant gun if needed. Get these idiots off the streets. But obviously, they're trying to back these politicians into a corner to say like, oh, well, you've got to think about giving them their freedoms and all of that rubbish. So they went on duty with a motorway patrol guy who was on his own, which I thought in itself was interesting. Remember the, I can't remember his name. Oh, what was that copper that got shot by Raoul Moat? Oh, I can't remember his name. It's bad I can remember Raoul Moat's name. But basically, the police over here don't hunt in packs. He's on his own, this guy, on the motorway. And the interviewer was saying like, well, aren't you being too heavy-handed? And he said, no, I'm not. I'm not stopping everybody. He said, but you just...
Rathband,
that's one. PC Rathband. Now, if you're abroad, you might not know about this, but PC Rathband was also on his own on motorway patrol duty and got shot in the face by an escaped convict. Which blinded him. He then committed suicide, as did Raoul Moat, to be honest, didn't he? So it was all horrific. But they're still patrolling alone, which you don't often see in many countries. So he's sitting there with this idiot interviewer with him, and the interviewer saying like, well, how, on what basis can you stop people? And he said, copper's instinct. And just as he said that, he looked round and a car went across the front of them. And it was a car, a domestic thing. Not a van that was like dropping something off somewhere. This was a car with a canoe on the top. Now, I know Tesco's, you can be there for a while, but you don't need a canoe. Just saying. Oh, Jonathan's got a high-res version of this. Oh, I'm going to have a look at that. There were 660 house parties or stuff broken up. Let me have a look at that one. Anyway, this copper does no more than... does a quick check, a number plate check. Oh, that's much better quality, isn't it? Does it show them all? Is it the same? It's not the same map, is it? I think there's more on the next one. But if we can, if Altrincham have got them, then we can use that site. So he does a quick number plate check on this thing, finds out it's domestic and says, I'm having him, and disappears off after him, pulls him up. Two guys in it, 80 miles from home, going up to the lakes to do a bit of canoeing. Just turned him round and sent him home. I know what I'd have done with him and sending him home. Date ranges are different.
Did you read about the Beetham Tower?
No, I didn't. What happened up there?
People having a barbecue inside and they ended up calling the fire brigade.
My God, words fail me. I mean, that's actually quite an expensive place to live, I would have thought. So you've only actually got 3 days worth of idiots there, Jonathan. But considering the other one's got so many more, it's getting worse, not better. So which is the great house parties and gatherings inside a house is by far crying out. So you've just bought a really expensive pad in the Beetham Tower, which actually is also home to the Manchester Hilton. So you can imagine the prices. And what do you think's a wise thing to do? Have a barbie inside.
There you go.
$300,000 for an apartment. obviously where you are is far better, Jonathan. At least they're not having barbecues on the inside. Oh, this is just ridiculous. To think that fire crews have got to go out and deal with these things. I'm old enough to remember, what was that film called? The Towering Inferno. And I can just imagine it. This thing is that high. I remember when it was first built. If you look right at the top of that picture of the building itself, there's like a grill on the top. And they put that grill on it because it started whistling. Literally, if you were within earshot within Manchester, as the wind wrapped around this building, it whistled. And you may have heard of a soap called Coronation Street. They had to stop filming it because this whistle was that loud. Ludicrous. Could you and Mike barbecue for two of you in your garden? Probably, Paul. You would, you know, as long as you're not leaving the vicinity, you would probably be okay. Luckily, we don't bother with that. There's a perfectly good oven in the kitchen. Why do I want to go and scrape heaven knows what off the barbie and do it outside? But that's just me. I can imagine Chidge having a barbie, you know. That's our friends just up the road, about half a mile up the road. We would be allowed to do that.
Ollie's granddad.
What?
Sids.
Hmm? Sids. Oh, yes, Ollie's granddad. Quite right. The management company did send an email around telling them to stop having gatherings in the communal garden or else it would be closed for everybody. Oh, crying out loud. Yeah, a bit of a rota might work. No, I think you can do whatever you want in your own garden within reason. But I think it's just a natural thing, isn't it? If you knew your neighbours to the point that you went in each other's gardens and you were having a barbie, it would just be more of a temptation. But know that I don't think the police would be around telling you to do otherwise unless there was a gathering involved. And I think for most of those, they're relying on people to report it. So like Jonathan did the other day when they were having a party outside. That is so annoying. So is it warmer where you are, Jonathan, up at that tower, or cooler?
Warmer because they put the wrong glass in.
Ah, right. That's even worse. Because you wouldn't fancy opening all the windows, would you? Most of the reports seem to be barbecues for larger groups. Yeah, that's the problem. But then I think if somebody invited you to a barbie, you might feel obliged not to refuse. We're very British, we don't like to offend. Or if you're having a barbie and you're minding your own and somebody says, can I join you? You know, you don't want a ruckus with your neighbours, like I'm not telling the one next door that we've got blue paint on our brown fence. So it's difficult. Just stay inside. What's the temperature in here, Mike? We do have a thermometer.
Hot.
Pass me my thermometer. Jonathan would appreciate my thermometer. My thermometer is a panda, and I think he is now about... Ooh, I've had the panda longer than we've been together, Mike. So the panda must be, 29, 30 years old. And he's looking a little bit... He's certainly changed colour. He was white at one point. He's sort of very yellowy now. But the reason you'd appreciate it, Jonathan, is it says... where's my glasses gone? Not needed my glasses all day. Totally lost them. I can read some of it. It says, with love from Israel. And it was when my housemates went to Israel. And she brought him back for me.
Jonathan, if you love pandas, then not now, because obviously we wouldn't want to disturb your enjoyment. marooned, but go and have a look at that.
Oh, can I have a look too? Can I?
It's 4 minutes.
Oh, right.
It's a video that I was
Right. I'll look at it later then. Yeah, so that's my panda, Izzy from Israel. And he's telling me it is 80 degrees Fahrenheit in here, which is 26 centigrade. That's all our kit. This is why I need the windows open. The trouble is, I then need to have a word with the local spiders because I don't like them migrating inwards. I loathe spiders with a passion. Which means Mike could be climbing all over my desk if one meandered in. Don't like spiders. But they do seem to congregate on the double glazing. I'm reckoning Jonathan doesn't have that problem where he is, but you never know. They make like little cocoons on the outside. What was that film? It's like Alien here.
Yeah.
We need to get them off, but to get them off, we need to get up a ladder, and that's not happening right now either. So there we go. So I'll have to have a look at that. Hello, Kim. Hello. You've no problem telling people to back away. Not coming to your legal party. That's where I'm at. I'd say, tell them, you know, just be a bit more logical, gang. But I can see that there are people who won't or can't. Which is part of the problem, isn't it? But, you know, there you go. So what else has been happening around here? Let me have a think. Ooh. Oh, we've had more than our fair share of idiots. I don't know if I mentioned this one yesterday. I think I was going to, but then I don't think I did. But even if I did, they've caught them now. Have you seen these two idiots, Mike? Going round a supermarket in Morecambe, which is somewhere we have been. It's a coastal town, a little bit further north than Blackpool, probably about 60 to 70 miles from here, licking their hands and running it all over the food. These are not children. They are in their 20s. Anyway, they've found them. So they'll be up in court next. Really? They caught them, Jonathan, thankfully. They had very good CCTV. So I thought there was a chance that they might. And luckily, they did. It's just disgusting. I mean, on what planet? Thing is, you know, even if they... I mean, if they've got it, what are they doing out? I'm guessing that they don't, because there's no test. So I don't think they know if they've got it. But what's to say their gran doesn't come along behind them and pick it up? Or given the fact it was Sainsbury's, your gran, Jonathan. It's just, I hope they're washing this food before they're putting it in the bags. What's this we're getting? Boris Johnson is out of intensive care. They're not saying he's come home yet, but he is out of intensive care. He is going to receive close monitoring during the early phase of his recovery. So he's out of intensive care. We're just getting a rerun of the fact he's been his fourth night in intensive care, but he is now out of intensive care. There you go. Breaking news from the UK. I've got some cracking photos talking to that. Attempted murder. I totally agree, Simon. But for the fact that the law, as Jonathan will tell you, is an ass. And makes it very difficult. Yeah, there would have to be intent, not just... There'd have to be intent to harm, or actually intent. You have to have what's called an actus reus and a mens rea, an act and a mentality. I mean, these people should just be locked up. I don't think we need him. So sometimes, especially in times of emergency, you know, let's not bother with the legal niceties, let's just lock them up. That is just idiotic behaviour, but it would be a stretch, Simon. But I agree with you. I agree with you. They should be forced to volunteer at the Nightingale. I said that, Jonathan. Bedpan duty. Nothing exciting. Not getting near patients, but exposed as far as possible, given their idiocy. Is it different from cutting people's brake lines? Well, no, you're quite right. It's the intent there. There is an intent to harm, or at least an intent to, if not actually physically harm, then mental harm. That you would worry, people would worry. Cause distress in a time of national emergency, which to me, no, I agree with you. But there are lawyers who would fight the other way just because they could. Just because they could. Thought the Seder dinner was at the end, not the beginning. You need more lessons. Oh, there was a programme on and I thought it was a repeat. It was on today. I think it was around lunchtime on the BBC. And I just automatically thought it was a repeat because of the time it was on. I expected it to be a repeat of something that was on last night. And it was called Passover. Why is this night different? And it was a documentary. It does say a repeat, but it doesn't say when it was repeated from. Let me have a look. Oh, 2013. So quite a while ago. It's Giles Corran. And he's looking at the meaning of Passover, etc. I tried to get a download of it, but I couldn't. But I think that was because, although it's a repeat, it's been repeated from so long ago that it's not there for download yet. But when it is. I have a hard time telling the court they were just tasting the stuff. No, what they've done is idiotic. And in these times, maybe there's some extra legislation put in place. I mean, you're outraging the public in a way, aren't you? It'd be interesting to see what happens to them in the end. When HIV was in its beginning, people that were put in jail for intentionally causing the illness should be the same. I totally agree with you, Kim. There was actually a programme that I watched only about a month ago, and it was about this guy in Canada, and he was just serially going round and infecting people. He was putting holes in condoms and all kinds of stuff. Eventually, they didn't have a law in Canada that would have appertained to that. But eventually they caught him and they managed to do something to actually get him up in court. So they did put something in place. I think we now have something in place for that. When I was at university, that was very much an exam question that you would get, because there was no law on it at the time. They were thinking about it. It was the late 80s for me. I'm sure in Jonathan's day there was a law for that, but I didn't keep up with it, so I have no idea. But I think if there is an intention to harm and a way to harm, then it would be caught by... We don't actually have statutes, really, for half the law of this country. I know it sounds bizarre, but we have what's called common law. And the beauty with common law is it doesn't have to wait to develop. So if you have a statute for something and the technology changes, then you've got to have another statute to amend the first statute. But with common law, you don't. So our murder law was based on common law. And if circumstances changed, then the judges could interpret the law in a different way, which sounds dangerous because they're unelected, but is actually a good thing in a way, because it can react quicker in relation to specific circumstances. So that's how we do it over here. It is a bit different. I don't see how food is any different. It's just, it's the mechanism, isn't it, that they're using. So I don't think it is actually any different at all. I think it would be the same situation as contaminating anything else. In fact, I know in America there was a case, and it was to do with... is this live? I'm just seeing Boris meander around. What was the case I was thinking of? It was a drug case. It was a woman, it turned out, who tampered with some pills in a packet. And this was in the mid to late 70s, I think. And they changed the law in America, product tampering. And that was then in statute over there. And they used it not long ago, not long before all this started. There was a thing going around on YouTube or TikTok or somewhere where kids were going into stores, taking the lid off ice cream, licking it and then putting it back. Tylenol, that was the case, Kim. And they were putting videos of themselves doing this. One guy or kid went back in and bought the tub of ice cream he'd licked. So he was like, well, I'm going to get away with it because I bought it. No, he's now in jail, which seems fair enough to me. I wish we were that strict over here. If you think about the Tylenol case, that's now why the packages are so not just childproof, they're anybody proof till you get them home and take a hacksaw to them. Because back in the day, you could just get into these packets and tamper with stuff. But if you think about ice cream, that's how ice cream is now. That's why we must all have med seals so tight we can't get into them. Exactly. There was also in this programme I watched about that, they were saying there was no need to have the cotton wool in it. But it's now just a thing in people's minds that they want that at the top, stop it rattling. Drugs are fairly tightly controlled over here. You can still pick them up off the shelf. You could still get inside them. But the medications inside them are in blister packs. So you would know if they had been opened. But things like ice cream, it's food. They could make it that you had to tear off a bit of plastic to get in it. But a lot of the high-end brands don't. So that is something that was going on in the States. I'm sure it was going on over here. It is just disgusting. In a way, you're better off, which I've discussed with Mike, carrying on ordering direct from the, for a home delivery. Because at least the stuff that they're dropping off never got onto the shop floor. You know, that goes into the back and it goes in for orders and it comes straight out. You're never going to be 100% Sure, but it's all you can do, isn't it? But the people who would do that are just subhuman.
Despicable.
They are subhuman. Oh, the other thing that happened that was chaotic, the videos finally arrived from the priest. Oh, it'd be the death of me, that bloke. I'll do it early Thursday, he said. Turned up about 6:30. Needs to be up there for 8. But the newsletter says 7:30. And we're clapping the carers at 8. So it's chaotic. So I need to give you that link, don't I? So you can make it live. What I've got is that it's set till private until that time. So I think it should be set till private, till 5:00. Because otherwise you're not going to see it, are you? So if I go into scheduled, oh, I can change it. Fabulous. How about 7:45? Can I actually go in and type it in? No, I can't. No, not 7:45 a.m. That would never do. Right, there you go. 7:45 p.m. schedule. So if I give you the link for that, Mike, you should at some point be able to see it. Can you imagine what my weekend's going to be like? Because I've got Thursday night's Maundy Thursday Mass, and then tomorrow... Good Friday Mass. I've no idea what time he wants that up. And then we've got the Vigil Mass on Saturday, which is like 2.5 hours long. Can you imagine the transfer on that? It'd be about 2.5 gig.
Lucky to get that for Easter.
I know that and you know that. And then he wants the Sunday Mass at 12 o'clock. I'm glad he's come round to my way of thinking about what time the day starts. Like, not 7:30. Right, I've got that link, so I'm going to send it to you in a text, Mike. It's private. You would have to be logged in as the church account to see it. But there you go. You see, you're getting all behind the scenes here, aren't you?
I don't have the details of the church account. Unless they're in one password.
Let me have a look. It's a Google account. It's a Google account. Let me have a look. Honestly, where is it? Personal. Tell you what, I will edit that, Mike. No, I don't edit it, do I? I do that with it. I move it to the shared vault. Right, it's in the shared vault, so you can get in and fiddle.
What am I fiddling with?
Oh, I'll look forward to that. You're putting it on the homepage of the church site, aren't you?
Ah, right.
Because I'm trying to speak, right. And I've got to be downstairs, and I didn't even manage to get to the toilet. I know, TMI, TMI.
You go to the toilet.
I am going to. I'm going to listen and see if I can hear the klaxon. I reckon we could be a little bit too far. We have toys with us today. This is one of those situations, you know, when you buy something, you say, I'll never, never use that again. So I might as well get rid of it. But we didn't, luckily. We have tambourines. We have tambourines and we're going to use them. So you tell us if you can hear the tambourines. You see, Magnums are sealed. So Magnums are one of the safest ice creams. It's the tubs that are the problem. Things like...
They're not all sealed.
Magnums? Well, they're in a box and they're in plastic inside the box.
Yes, but when I was sorting the freezer last night, I found one that was open.
Really? And you decided you just have to finish
it
off?
No, I didn't. Casting aspersions.
Yep. He's been stroking his Toblerone all day.
I've been eating my Toblerone all day. Right, right. Talking of Toblerone.
Right, go on.
Right, let's have a vote in the chat.
Oh, this is a very important one.
Peanut butter.
Oh.
Oh.
Now, see, Mike didn't get any of those, Jonathan. No. Now he'll be on the hurry-up looking for them. But right. I can tell you, exclusively, Mike does have pots of peanut butter. Because
yeah.
I put them in the basket. Right, vote.
Right, vote. White chocolate. Is it real chocolate or is it not real chocolate?
No, real wasn't mentioned. It was it's not chocolate. So it's white chocolate's either chocolate or it's not chocolate. To me, it's chocolate. I know there's no cocoa in it, but that's not the point. But Mike got told that white chocolate wasn't.
One of my colleagues said it's not chocolate.
Oh!
When I show my big Toblerone, not the 4.5 kilo one.
No.
The 360 gram one. On our Zoom meeting at lunchtime. Well, it was nearly lunchtime. Everybody got excited and someone said, is that the white one? I said, yes, but apparently it's not real chocolate. Oh, Kim, you've let me down. Oh, no.
It's sweet fat.
It's delicious sweet fat.
Oh, hello, Deb, CQ, CQ, 73s, 88s.
Anthony and Deb, because they've just come in, they probably missed the question.
Yeah.
Is white chocolate chocolate? Is it? Does it count as chocolate?
Yeah, but look, if it doesn't and you're banned from chocolate, then you can eat as much as you like.
Well, in that case, it's not chocolate.
See, problem solved. Jonathan has a very important question. Is the peanut butter, which Jonathan loves, smooth or crunchy?
I think I've got both, Jonathan.
He got crunchy. He told me crunchy. That's what he's got.
Oh, I've got, yeah.
But what I did, because you can only have three pots of it, can't you? And he goes through it.
He got me some Skippy and that's smooth.
Oh, in that case, he's got both. I did get about three different brands because you can only have three of anything. So I got different brands for him. Believe me, he has enough peanut butter. What he'll be doing with it now is getting a Magnum out and smearing it in it. This is sounding disgusting.
Can I say that when I was sorting out all the stuff that we bought the other day, I have put the peanut butter right at the back of the cupboard.
Well, that's silly because I don't eat it. So you're only hiding it from yourself.
It's to eke it out.
If you want more, buy more. You know, I am red hot getting Morrison slots. I'm aiming for a Morrison slot tonight, solely for salad, water and fresh vegetables.
The healthy stuff.
The healthy stuff. Putting in a healthy order, frightening Morrison's. They'll be thinking, this can't be for the same woman.
Oh, has it really come to this? Discussions about peanut butter textures?
Yep.
Who's that? The priest?
No, no, although there is a likeness. Boris Johnson. Yeah. No, I said I'd let him know when it'll be live, so it'll be live.
Boris Johnson.
No, no, Boris Johnson's alive. The video. Can you imagine now what it's like here on a general day? Right, so Jonathan says his mum likes crunchy, but Jonathan likes smooth. Ooh.
Anyway, we nearly had a catastrophe.
Did we?
20 minutes ago. Well, I did, you did.
Oh.
I did bring up the wrong bottle of wine. I nearly opened the very expensive one. Instead of reopening the cheap.
You're saving the expensive one for a better night is what you're doing. If you could get that onto the church homepage, then I can let the priest know it'll be ready at 1:45.
You keep talking.
I'll keep talking. I can keep talking. Right. So I was looking about the peanut butter. Smooth. Jonathan likes smooth. But no one else does. You're just the two of you. No, I never had peanut butter as a child, and it always struck me as like a bit of an odd food. And then, of course, I wasn't eating bread, so it was like I didn't have anything to put it on. But Mike just eats it out of the pot with a spoon, as does your nephew. Because when he was staying at his mum's, he was looking in the cupboards and he said, I'd have some of this peanut butter. And she said, it's your nephew's. And he went, I'll replace it. Came in with a vat and a spoon. Luckily, your nephew can't visit at the moment, so I'm sure you'll be able to replace it and he'll never know the difference.
I don't appear to have... Was it Google?
Yeah. Google. It's a Google account, our parish's Google account. Yes, and it's working because I'm logged in. What's interesting, when we put these masses up, we instantly, as soon as it's processed... Well, let me go and have a look and see if we've got one today. I'm sure we have. We instantly get a copyright claim on every single one. Where's the studio?
Well, it hasn't come across to me.
What? What hasn't come across? Well, I've done it. I've done it.
It's one password. It never
let
sees.
Me have a look at the videos. Oh, no restrictions yet. No copyright claim. There will be. There will be. Ooh, bananas as well. Ooh. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm not sure we have that here. You know, Kim's always making stuff. Your stuff's fabulous. We're just getting stuff in a jar. Maybe we need to do some of that. I might like it if it had cashew nuts in. Cashew nuts are my favourites. I much prefer the salted ones, but I have plain because I'm being good. Who's copyright claiming mass? Oh, Anthony. It's a quagmire. Basically, what's happening is there's music on it. Now, you can imagine the quality of this, but it's like hymns and we're getting copyright claims against the hymns. So it's automatically generated. It usually happens straight away. So I would be expecting it fairly quickly. But at the minute, there isn't one. So he's basically playing two hymns through it. And they're picking it up. This mass is quite short. This is usually a long mass, to be honest, but it's a short one for two reasons. The deacon who was doing the recording missed the beginning. wasn't paying attention, he said, and missed the beginning. How does a deacon miss the beginning of Mass? Then he said, and just for added authenticity, there's an ice cream van going past the church with its... Isn't that a bit off right now? Social distancing and all that.
Yeah.
What is an ice cream van doing going past Mass?
I don't know.
Do you have those in the States? They just meander around playing really loud tunes and then stop and then all the kids come out. But that's a really bad idea right now. But he assured me one was going past. So I'm not sure who's making the copyright claim, but what YouTube are saying at the moment is it's not going against the account. It's just that you're not allowed to monetize it, which is fine by me because we're not trying to monetize it, just trying to get it up there. The priest doesn't actually know it's on YouTube, and I'd rather nobody told him, because if we had to put it somewhere else for hosting purposes, you'd be paying through the nose because he's actually getting quite a few hits on this thing. So I thought, well, the logical thing to do is just put it onto YouTube and pull it through, which was fine. But if he finds out it's there, he's going to be peeved. So I'm keeping all of this under my hat at the moment. Also, Johnny's going to make some peanut butter. I'm liking that idea, Kim. I did have that recipe for the homemade cream eggs and wanted to try it. I cannot get at least 50% of the ingredients. So I'm declaring we're moving Easter. Easter could well end up being September, but as soon as I can get hold of those recipe items, I'm going to try it. We could do a peanut butter egg. Mike's getting more excited by the second. So you do have ice cream vans. I thought you did. I think I'd seen them in either a film or something. They've been here for years and years. We've had ice cream van wars and all sorts waged over them. We don't tend to get that many now. People tend to buy at the supermarket and then put them in their freezer. But in the summer months you would, but it's very early for an ice cream van. And given that we're on lockdown, I can't see the logic of an ice cream van turning up. But it's just my opinion. Not a party, you just want to eat it all yourself. Magnum ice cream in tubs. Is this the one with... Well, let me have a look at that. You're going to have Mike interfering with my shopping tonight. There was Magnums. I actually thought they said suggested for you. And I thought, how did it know? But then Morrison seemed to know everything, don't they? Certainly do now with what I'm buying. Let me have a look. Tubs of Magnum. Oh, those are the tubs that they're taking the lid off and licking, though. Because they've not got any kind of safety on the lid, have they? That white one looks nice. No, put it down, woman, put it down. Oh, you see, dark chocolate and raspberry. Salted caramel, one of my favourites. Couldn't have the cookie dough, though. But the white chocolate and the strawberry, chocolate and strawberry. Quite liking that idea. Do you know somewhere who, we haven't got one local now, they got bought out by, was it the Co-op bought the spa? Somebody bought them. But there used to be ice cream at the spa, and I think it was something like a 1 litre bar, when they were sold as a bar, and you used to cut an inch off and put it between wafers, going back a bit now. It was about 30 pence. So we were out, we got some stuff we wanted. This is about 15 years ago. And we said, you know, there's Maya giving us the eye. So I said, oh, just get one for Maya. As long as it's plain vanilla, we won't mind. So we got this bar of plain vanilla, brought it back, cut a piece up, put it in a bowl for him. Of course, that, my fingers are covered in it. So I licked my fingers clean. Oh, my, it was beautiful. 30 pence for a litre. After that, the dog had to share. But, you know, something like that, you could put your peanut butter in. Ooh, could stretch it to a week. Oh, Paul thought about me. Ooh, video. Switcher studio, iPad streaming. Ooh, might have to have a look at that. Like I've not got enough to do. But I'm always up for new tech. Always up for new tech. Let's have a look. Best portable live stream rig, iPad Pro and a USB-C. Audio in, HDMI out and in Ethernet. Ooh, it's a possible. It's a possible. An external one. I'm going to watch that later. 9 minutes. You know what? Might just end up talking myself into an iPad. But not till all this is over. So I'll probably wait till the next one, to be honest. But I could try it on my 11-inch, couldn't I? Feeling for Alistair at the moment. whether he's trying to make a decision on an iPad. You do, when you've got two sizes like that, you do need to feel them and see what the difference is. I remember going up and I wanted to try an iPad mini. And I just wanted, you know, feel it in the hand and see would it work with a pencil. And when they brought it out, they put the price up and halved the storage and added a pencil. And I remember thinking, you know, no, that's not what I wanted. Timmy, no. Wanted support for the new pencil. Wouldn't even have minded to pay more, but not just the old pencil, because I wanted to use it like a reporter's notebook, and there would have been nowhere to put the pencil. Well, I can think of somewhere to put the pencil, but that involved Timmy. Thank you for that, Paul. I will have a look at it. You were tempted. Home workouts will need to increase. But you've got your horn, Jonathan. So leaning out the window with your horn, that's exercise. It all counts. No tech shopping until it's all over. Ah, there you go. Reference all about what's in white chocolate. It's not good for you, Mike. But he likes the taste. We must stay strong, Jonathan.
It's not technically chocolate.
No, it's not. But never mind. That means you can eat it. There you go. I gave up chocolate, but clearly I can eat that because it's not chocolate. I'm liking that.
What about those two-tone ones that you can get?
What two-tone ones?
The ones where they have...
There's two-tone Toblerone.
Not Toblerone. Oh. No, normal chocolate. Where you have white chocolate on the top and normal chocolate underneath.
Well, you're only half as bad for having that. Instead, now, let me tell them what happened yesterday.
I only have to say half a confession.
Just a minute, yeah, Buster.
Pointy finger.
So there I am, being very generous and putting things in the bag he didn't know about. Little treat for him, I thought. So he loves his dairy milk. So I got him some dairy milk. Then I spotted another dairy milk. Dairy milk with Dime Bar in. Well, certain boy loves Dime Bars. So I'm thinking to myself, Dime Bars, dairy milk, match made in heaven. Ordered him one. Just before the order arrived, told him it was coming and he didn't look very excited. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he went, tried one, didn't like it. Really?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it wasn't what I was expecting. It wasn't as good as I was expecting.
Really? Yeah. Really? No, I'm with Jonathan. I've got to be strong. Not buying anything I don't need. Having said that, ordered something today. I'll explain all of that tomorrow. If I can get somebody persuaded to use it. Saying no more than that, but it was cheap. There you go. So Paul said, I'm getting the 12.9 the next time you buy. Which one have you got now? Have you got the 11 or smaller? I love the 10.5. It just feels lovely. I actually prefer the 10.5 with the rounded edges on it. The 11 is a great piece of kit. It just feels quite, what's the word? Like a slab, because the sides are very square. What's a dime bar? I thought they were from America.
No.
Aren't they?
They're Swedish, because they're from IKEA.
Oh, yeah, I know you can buy them in IKEA. Oh, a dime bar.
Yeah, Swedish.
Yeah, Swedish. What was the other thing they had? Not meatballs, it was something else. But yeah, used to get little dime bars from there. Oh, you'll like this, Kim. 10.5. 10.5 is lovely. Depending on what you want to do with it, if you want the great split screen. And I've always loved the keyboard. I've loved the keyboard for the last 5 years. Other people are like, oh, can't type on the glass. And I'm like, I could type on the glass all day. I love the fact it's a full keyboard and the numbers are at the top. It makes such a difference. So I love my 12.9. If I were buying one now, then one of the new ones, I'd struggle to choose, because I think the extra screen real estate given the keyboard would be amazing. But then it's like, well, surely you'd be better off with a MacBook Air or something. And I've already got a MacBook Air. Oh, decisions. The last time a decision like that came up, we were going live from the Apple store. And Jane, who sometimes joins us, said, if you can't make your mind up, just get both. So we came out and we did our usual thing after we'd been in the Apple store, which is we go to Nero's, Cafe Nero. It's like Starbucks, only it's Nero. And we sat down and we did a Facebook Live. And I had the bag on the table and I said, right, going live from Cafe Nero. Panned around to it and said, couldn't make my mind up. Took Jane's approach, got one of each. That one was well received, was that video. Oh, they were lovely. Yeah, Like that.
Handy Candy.
Handy Candy?
Yeah.
Oh, Handy Candy. Is that like a reference?
No, there you go. Handy Candy. Look at that.
Oh, look at his face. He's now got the biggest possible grin on his face. Right, technically speaking, that link that I just sent you, Mike, should now be alive. Is the mass alive?
Do you want me to save the page?
Hang on, wrong link. So, no, just a minute. I want to try and check that mass is alive. And I've got no idea which one's which now.
It is on YouTube.
It's alive. So, excellent.
What's the page?
No, give it another 5 minutes. I don't want him having an apoplectic fit. You know what he's like. He wants to know when it's live. So I'm having to go into WhatsApp now. I do wish this didn't clash with me having fun with all my lovely MacBiters.
Shall I give it a like?
Oh,
has he had any likes?
He has. He's had 8 or 9. He also had a dislike. But don't tell him that. Get very uppity. Yeah, I've got to remember not to send him the link to the Facebook, to the YouTube video. I've got to send him a link to the proper page. Otherwise, my life won't be worth living. Well, he doesn't like Facebook. He doesn't like Google.
Send it until I've made the page live.
No, I'm not going to. What I'm saying is I've got to remember to send the right one. Oh, I've got more to do than think about him right now. I'm having far too much fun.
Is it the Neo and Duo?
Yeah, see, that's also an interesting point, isn't it? No, Kim, I love the look of the pair of them, I do. I thought it was either genius advertising them a year in hand or suicide. But nobody else seems to have run with them. I've no idea what the impact of all this is going to be on production. But they did look very nice. If Microsoft can get it right, absolutely. Why wouldn't he like YouTube? Most people use Facebook, Anthony. He doesn't like that either.
He's a weird fish, isn't he?
Do you know, he is a weird fish. He is. On the one hand, he's so advanced and progressive. And on the other, he's in the Stone Age. It's bizarre. And the thing is, it's so funny because we've got another priest who locally, who everybody thinks is a fossil, who's live streaming Mass every day. Go figure. Go figure. They're all barking mad. But never mind, we understand it all in the end, don't we? Yeah, I'm very interested to see new Neo and Duo. Jonathan, maybe that's where my iPad money will go. Who knows? Imagine my iPad money isn't exactly iPad money, is it, Mike? It's not like it's not lying around spare saying, hello, I'm for an iPad. Only in my mind. Only in my mind. Now, towards 8 o'clock, we're all going outside and we're going to do the hooting and the tambourining thing. I am taking you guys with me as ever. So I need to make sure that I'm logged into all of the right things in all of the right places on here. No, that's Facebook. That's not what I want. There we go. Call end. That was fine. Who we logged in as? If only I knew my right. Ah, MB, Matt Bites. Awesome. Right. I'm in just the right position to be able to ring myself and take you with us because it wouldn't be the same without you. I wonder how many will be out this week. It's all over the papers again. Looking forward to Jonathan's video. It's always great to see Jonathan's video. Even better, now he has Claxon for Isaacs. In fact, two. So Anthony likes his 12.9-inch. I like mine. Oh, and Deb likes hers as well. Excellent.
I like mine.
I do. I just think for portability's sake, I would always take something else out. I don't think because the thing is with the 12.9 that I'm not a fan of, I feel it needs to be in a case of some description for porting it around. So I have a gel back on it. But I haven't got anything with a cover for the front. And the cover for the front, you know, if I were trying to put that on, then it would alter the use of the whole thing to me. The case to me makes a massive difference to how you interact with your iPad. So my 11-inch has got one of these wraparound covers on that can be used as a stand, but it doesn't have a keyboard. In fact, there's none of mine got keyboards, none of them. But the ones with a gel back, I treat very differently than the ones that have a cover on. So I wouldn't pick up the one with just a gel back and sling it in a bag. Whereas if it has a cover on, then I would. So my 12.9-inch, I got a case for it. Then it just feels enormous. Far, far too big. And then I just grab my 11 inch and take that and be done with it. So it affects how I use a device. But that's just mine. I've heard very good things about Bridge keyboards, Deb. Not tried one myself. Also, does YouTube not like 4K video? At the moment, Jonathan, they've halved everybody's quality. So that could be why. I'm broadcasting in HD and they're not saying I am, even though I am. So it's just what YouTube are doing at the moment. I noticed the iPad case thing, Paul, with the first one. I had the very first iPad. I bought the Apple case. It was shockingly poor. It didn't line up to use the charging the stand. You could barely get the charger in it, and it attracted fingerprints like a magnet. I loathed it. But I also didn't feel that I wanted to go around and try and find another one. I was of the opinion, as with Apple normally, as soon as they've got something out that's a Rev 1, Rev 2 is going to be really quick. And it was. It was less than a year. It was about 10 months. It was just over a year by comparison to the States, but we didn't get it till May. So it was 10 months. So 10 months later, I'm in the queue for another one. And the big selling point of iPad 2 was the fact that it had this magnetic cover thing. That meant I didn't have anything on the back, though. So here's the trade-off. But what it did mean was then that the iPad 1 was like a legacy product. And we have a company over here called 7 Day Shop. And they obviously had bought a job lot of cases for iPad 1. And they were just a gel back. Nothing on the front, just a gel back. So I thought, and when I say cheap, they were like a pound. So I thought I'll get a couple of those. Might as well. See what it's like, because it felt so much better out of the Apple case, but I wanted to put something on it. So I put this gel back on it, never looked back. It totally changed how I interacted with the device. I started using it as a control surface. I would use it to watch things, and it went on like that until I think it was YouTube and the BBC iPlayer wouldn't support it anymore. It wasn't a technical thing that it wouldn't support it. They just decided that was it. Cut-off point. And the app that I used as control surface died a sad death. So I couldn't use it for that either. But the iPad 1 is still there, still in its gel case and still works for certain things. So cases do make a massive difference. I did look at the Apple one for the 11-inch because I was interested in the keyboard. But the price was something like £180. And I looked at it and thought, seriously, that's £20 on Amazon. But what I did in the interim while I was waiting for the Amazon cases was I got one without a keyboard and I've just left it on there. Never looked back. It looks great. So I've just stuck with that one. What will have a kosher mark on it, Mike? What have you been buying that's kosher?
Skippy.
I don't know. Skippy. I wasn't aware of Skippy. Mike said order me 3 Skippy and I had visions of a kangaroo. Never heard of Skippy. Who knew?
Why has Skippy got kosher mark?
Because they paid the Beth Din, that's why. Yeah. I mean, that's the real reason, be honest. Jonathan's just as savvy about that as the rest of us. Oh, hard leather case. Oh, that looks great. Now, that really has, that's distinguished. Oh, that's what I'd have put my dad's in. I would. Yeah, I reckon you could drop that and it'd be fine. I have dropped my iPad in a case. The case broke. It was a plastic cornered thing. But the iPad survived, so the case did its job. But you see, look at that for $100 when the Apple one is nearly $200 and it's all plasticky and yucky. But 100-year warranty. I'd love to see anybody claim. Only just got rid of your 2009 Mac Pro last year. Like, I love the Mac Pro. Was that the cheese grater? I love that. I really did. I was convinced I was going to buy one when Bin 1.0 came out. But unfortunately, couldn't.
That's a nice case.
Is this the leather one you're looking at? You see, Mike's quite taken with that now. I love the tagline at the top. They'll fight over it when you're dead. Brilliant. I bet that lasts forever. And of course, with it being leather, you can probably buff it up as well. Unlike these cheap things from Apple that they get the oil out of your fingers on and there's no cleaning it. Mine Mine was actually probably more expensive than it needed to be honest. It's a plasticky thing. I think I showed it on the very first episode of After Hours. And Jane was interested and wanted one. I think the same thing would probably be about £10 cheaper now. But the reason that I got it then, it was the only one that they had. So I thought, well, I just want it in something. And as ever with me, I buy something that's dirt cheap and think, that's fine. We did that with the iPhone 11. That arrived the day before, I think. And when I put it on, I thought, that's fine. That'll do. Don't need an expensive one.
I'll make this page live.
Make the page live.
Make
his day. I'll get into WhatsApp and tell him it's live.
Check it's working.
Check it's working and then I'll make his day. Oh, things I have to do for the priest. Right. It's live. Oh, Mike, don't tell me that 4 minutes too. Where's it gone? What have you done with it? You must have done. He's broken it. You've got 2 minutes to fix it. Then we've got to go out. Have you done a demo with brushes and affinity? I mentioned it, but it wasn't a dedicated tutorial about brushes and affinity. But as luck would have it, Kim, I have a pack of post-it notes on the desk. Pink ones. Brushes in affinity. I did do a whole session on brushes in Photoshop, so why not? Why the heck not? I will put that there. Right, what have you done with it, Mike?
I haven't done anything.
Or where is it? Otherwise, I will have to take over and deal with it. The other one was, all you had to do was change the address of the video.
That's what I did.
Oh, let me do a refresh my end. Well, it's there on YouTube, isn't it? Because we've checked. Well, we just need it there on the homepage, Mike. Preferably quickly. It's there and it's alive. Are you logged in as you on that one? I've tried it in two different browsers, so I know it's there. So it's definitely there. I guess if it's there by 5 past, but that's not the point. Could we include using brushes on a path? Yes, we can include that, Jonathan. That I already have on my list. But that's so easy, you'll cry when I show you. Just saying. I'll have to get a good demo for that. I will cross-reference that with Jonathan's request. There you go. Now I've got two things on a post-it note. To have it in the case stored away. Don't think of it by two anymore. So that's which one? Oh, the 9.7. That'll be, yeah, the pro. I have never had a case like that, but that's exactly what would have bought for my dad. I definitely would have bought that for my dad.
There we go.
Right. So is it alive, Mike? Can I refresh my page and it's alive?
Yeah, it's alive.
And then I can tell him with 1 minute to go. It's alive. Right. It's live right now on. Whoops. This is Paul's fault. I very nearly just posted the link to that iPad case.
I did.
Hang on, I'm going to get my clipboard extender and put it on the right one before he wonders why I'm sending it to him. Right, there we go. It's live right now on. Whoa, you owe me one.
Right, we're going down.
You owe me one. Yes, I've got to dial into myself. And I might even find time for the toilet on the way back. I know, TMI. Right, let's get this down. Now, unit Mike,
yeah?
You need to be listening to the radio so you can tell me if I'm alive. Right, I'm going to Skype myself now. Recent calls. Hang on, is that me? I'm hopeful it is. Call free on Skype. Right, let's accept myself. Ooh, there we go. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
I think I can hear two of me.
I'm heading outside.
I'm not going to be able to hear the chat, but you should be able to hear me, which is all that matters, isn't it? Now, I'm not going to do the thing about forgetting the to turn it off when I go to the toilet on the way back. Whoa, are you coming out, Lola? Or are we not trusting you? Oh, Daddy said no.
Oh, this is lovely. Got more neighbours than last time. Don't think you're heading for the gate, girl, because you're not. Whoa. I'm hoping you guys can hear all the noise. Look at this one. Yes! We're clapping for the carers, babe. She's looking a bit concerned about what we're doing with these tambourines. Is that it? Is that our 2 minutes? She's all right. She's just having a look. There you go. Hello. Hello. Right, it looks like we're all done. I didn't quite hear Jonathan's klaxon, but I mean, oh wow. Oh wow. That was great fun. Right. Can you hear me? You can hear two of me now. I'll get upstairs so you can't see two, but hear two of me. There we go. Still got my tambourine. Oh, don't know where the neighbours were opposite. She was complaining the other week. There weren't that many out. Right, heading back to the office. I'll put my tambourine in the tray. Now you'll hear the other two of me, but I'll hang up and then you'll only hear one. Oh. Right, I'm back. Whew. All this running around's doing me no good at all. Right, you've been out with us. Whoa, dog decided to go and see the lady next door. She's not actually seen her before, only from a distance. That's the next doors that have a dog and two kids. So, we're back. Lola, a little minx. If you remember, 2 weeks ago, we took her outside and she slipped her collar. So, this time we had the gate locked. Left her in the house and just left it alone. And thought, we'll see if she comes out. She did. She did. So she's been out. And she's had a whale of a time. She did manage to get down to the gate. The gate is a kind of metalwork affair. So she couldn't get through it. But she's convinced that she could open it. Luckily, she can't. So Lola's just had an absolute ball. I think Daddy could be cleaning her again. She won't enjoy that. Right, haven't heard from the priest, but all of that video sorted. Why does everything I want to do happen between maroon time? Oh, anyway, good to share, good to share. So what was loud, Jonathan, us or the klaxon? Or both? There were actually some people out that... they live across the way, so not actually in our road. Our roads, we're on the corner, so it's like a T-junction. And the people who were out opposite, one of them is an elderly lady. Maureen must be in her 90s now, mustn't she? She's had two hip replacements. And she was out at the gate, cheering away. I presume we've done the dog's head.
The dog's head? Oh, no.
Just a thought. So she was out, but so were the couple next door. We haven't seen the couple next door to her for ages. They were having some work done, and it's the first time they've been out, so that was great. The couple opposite didn't come out, and the one next to them didn't come out, which is really weird. He was the one, I'm sure I mentioned this, cleaning cars at the weekend. Yeah, there's now 7 cars outside there. So I'll say no more than that. 7 cars. But there, that was great. That was great. Excellent. So where were we? We were talking about cases, weren't we? And how they make a difference. I'm not one, actually, for taking an iPad out of a case. But when I do and I start using it, it's like, oh, this is fabulous. But it's so expensive. You think, no, I'm not going to use it without a case permanently. And those like that are carry cases. I don't like those. Oh, Jonathan's processing his video. Whoa, Jonathan, you're on fire. Yes, Anthony, we mentioned Boris coming out of ICU late, about 20 minutes ago, something like that. Probably fractionally before you came in. And it just came on the news live. And I thought they were giving us bad news, but it wasn't. It was good news. So hopefully, well, I would say hopefully he'll be back at work. But maybe not. Maybe he does need a bit of a rest first. But it's good news that he's out of ICU anyway. Leaves a bed for somebody else, given the statistics that we've seen.
She must think it's a weird ritual.
Poor Lola.
She goes outside, she gets stroked. And she gets a head wipe with a tea towel.
She'll be thinking the Beth Din's involved in this. No, Lola.
Not doing that, yes.
I know cats and dogs aren't supposed to be able to catch it, but if somebody strokes your dog, then...
And then you stroke the dog.
Exactly. That's what I said. Clean the dog's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not pleased now. Oh, I hope he's turned the corner too. Hopefully this time he will have done. I'm surprised they didn't actually give him oxygen at number 10. So I'm wondering how bad things have been while he's been in there. We actually have an update as well. Would you say it's good news? I think it's good news, but I mean, it's still touch and go. Our friend Steve Dono, he was intubated and had been for over 2 weeks. Well, yesterday they de-intubated him. They gave him a tracheotomy and he's now got direct oxygen into that. But they are slowly bringing him out of the coma. And today he managed to squeeze a nurse's hand. So fingers crossed, that's good news. Not out of the woods yet, but better than yesterday, better than the day before, which is fantastic. So thank you for all your positive thoughts and prayers. They're working. They're working. Which was good news today. That's brilliant news. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, what I think is actually worse. I mean, I said to Mike, can you imagine? Because he'd said his goodbyes. I said, can you imagine opening your eyes and thinking you're on the other side because you didn't expect to come back? And then when you're there, you've only got like the nurses there and not your family. And his family are at home and they're getting like updates, but they've not done any like video or anything to see him. And it must be terrible for them. Oh, if it was you, Mike, I would be out of my tree. I would have been out of my tree weeks ago. I think that is one of the hardest things I can imagine, that just not being there. I mean, when my dad was ill, he was never on his own. There was somebody with him 24/7. When Maya was really bad, we were there 24/7. We were there 24/7 with Mum. I just can't imagine not being it. That would have done my head in even more than being there, which in itself is difficult and hard, but in a different way. At least you can see with your own eyes, whether it's good or bad, but just being locked in a room and having nothing else to think about, no, would have driven me mad. So yes, great news for him. Thank you very much for all your positivity. You've kept us going. I hope we're keeping you going. We're up to day 25. Where's Kim? 39. Am I right, Kim? Is it 39? Isn't Lent 40 days? There you go. It is bad for the family. He's got a wife and two kids. I don't think the kids are young, though, are they? But in a way, that's not good either. Old enough to know. Old enough to know. So is Kim for 40 days tomorrow. Fabulous. Right, there was a doctor on Northwest who's campaigning to get hospitals to offer video calls to patients. But unfortunately, his dad died. They were... Oh, I saw that. If it's on the Northwest News, I saw that. I had a story the other day about a hospital in Ormskirk who wanted to provide, not just for COVID patients, but for every patient in the hospital, free telephone calls. So if you're in there with like a broken hip or something, one of our friends did that as well, ended up in there. That people calling you don't have to pay a premium rate. And they got quoted, yes, that's fine, we'll do that for you, that by their telephony provider, for £10,000 a month. That's just criminal. Criminal. I think the nurses are doing it at the moment, aren't they? Have you got Jonathan's video?
I've got Jonathan's video.
Oh, let's have a look at Jonathan's video.
I can hear the klaxon for Isaac.
Let me have a listen. Let me have a listen. Oh, it's moving it. It's moving it. Hang on. Let me get that link. Right, I've got the link. Let's have a listen. Shall we relay it? Shall I get some audio on it here, Mike, and relay it? Right, I'm going to relay it. It would help, wouldn't it? If I'm going to relay it, it would help if I turn the audio on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. I don't need to do that. Oh, for crying out loud, woman, what are you doing? Right, let me do it a different way. Where are we? What are you? Ah, you're Firefox. Right, hang on. Let me get Firefox and we'll relay it straight from Firefox. Because we can, because Audio Hijack lets us. Right, let's take it back. I've no idea how loud this is going to be. We'll find out. Oh, I've got news. I've got sound from somewhere. Not to worry. There we go. Right, here we go. Jonathan says, I was a little cautious. Next week I won't be so kind. I can hear clapping, Jonathan. And I can hear wind. Brilliant.
It is.
It's fabulous, Jonathan. I love it. You could do with one of those. You could do with one of those to shift them out of the communal gardens. I'm definitely thinking some of those roofs have got an opportunity to have a barbecue on. Let's see the police catch you up there. No, you're not silly like that, are you? Right. Should give free TV and phone. I absolutely agree with you. But this is what they're like. So Leeds Teaching Hospital have paid for the patients to have free TV and phone calls. I don't mind paying a bit. When I was last in, you had to put 10 pence in the phone to use it. I don't mind that. But, you know, there was one person who called her mother. It was a 16-minute call and it cost her £12. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I think you used to get 3 minutes for 10 pence. So you could have a 30-minute call for a pound. I mean, they're making enough money anyway. I know the NHS have had to outsource that, but it really does need looking at. I thought today, what's his face? Dom Rabb, and I'm not a huge fan, was right when, because he looks quite uncomfortable. He looks very nervous when he's standing in for Boris. I think he was right today when he quite, I'll try and find a video of it, but he very gingerly said, well, now we'll have to reevaluate who important workers are. And I thought, well, the rest of us have known the NHS are pretty much frontline for years. What's your excuse? But he actually said that. And I thought, well, good, maybe there'll be some change out of this and change for the better. Jonathan, your mum works for a forward thinking place then. I take it that's
Leeds Teaching Hospital.
I was thinking Health Authority, but no, Leeds Teaching Hospital. I do believe that's where Pete is as well. And Pete is over in Leeds. Maybe they know each other. Oh, could you imagine the tales he could tell to Mummy Isaacs? That would never do. You'd never let Johnny out again. I was going to go through what we've got for tomorrow night, but I'm going to save that now till tomorrow night. On Marooned. Very important day tomorrow then. 40 days for Kim. 40 days for Kim tomorrow. We'll have a 40 party, Kim. Can you imagine what the coming out parties are going to be like? I think ours is going to be June, July. Because the theatres have already said the end of May. So they're doing half the government's work for them, aren't they? I also need to fix the feed. So I'm going to sort that out as well. Nothing from the priest yet. Cheeky blighter. The pubs and clubs aren't going to know what's hit them. They are going to enjoy themselves. Well, actually, the ones that are still there, the ones that can hang on. And there seems to be a lot of pressure on the government at the moment, and I think that's pretty unfair. It's been less than 3 weeks. When you see other places that have been in lockdown for 3 months, come back and tell us about it. And France this week only just made it even stricter. And they're definitely ahead of the curve with us, as are Spain. So I think the journos should shut up and start supporting the government more. The journos have gone through this supporting phase and they're now in the let's annoy the government phase and rally the troops. And I think it's far too soon, far too soon. I'd rather stay like this for another good few weeks than I would see a peak come after, because who knows who would die? The journos seem to be like, oh, well, you know, a few more people will die. Another thing the journos are trying to do, I don't like journalists, they annoy me. Well, maybe the 20 to 30 year olds could go out. Jonathan, millennial, post-millennial. I think they mean the post-millennials can go out. But yeah, they don't know. You're right, the journalists just need something to bang on about. They lead the news stories and that annoys me. That really annoys me. It's not necessarily the questions they should be asking. It's just like one of them got up and said, what was his thing? He wanted to ask about pay rises in the NHS and public services after this is all over. Who knows when it's going to be over and who knows what financial position anybody's going to be in. But he backed the guy into a corner. So he said, well, you know, you surely would support that. And if he'd have said no, he'd have been hung out to dry. But if he said yes, which he did, then the next morning it was in the paper, it was whichever ministry it was, supports our whatever it was. And I thought that was so contrived. That wasn't him coming out and saying, oh, you know, old boy, I think that's a great idea. That was them backing him into a corner to support them. And then they say that that's journalism. Can't be doing with it.
You know those tips for Zoom?
Yes.
And we said, don't reuse the same meeting number.
Yes.
Here's a reason why.
Oh, go on.
Next week, for the listeners, next week, our Catenian Circle is doing our monthly meeting via Zoom. And of course, being the techie one, I've set it all up, written all the instructions out, etc., etc. Had an email just now from somebody, not one of ours, somebody from another circle, who says, Mike, I can't get into the meeting. I've joined using the links, but I'm being told we're waiting for the host to join. So I've written back and said, you're a week early.
But to be honest, that's operator error, isn't it?
But you see, if I had been doing some other... Yeah, if we'd been having after hours via Zoom,
yes,
right now, he'd have got a shock of his life.
Crying out loud. Right, I'm about to tell... hang on, where are we? Right, I'm about to tell a friend who's a teacher. So she's been working at home for the last however long. Never done online conferencing, etc. That the mass is ready by some miracle. Seems as though the priest hasn't told a living soul. But never mind, it's where it should be, when it should be. I'll put something sarky on it as well. Aren't I a genius? There you go. Right, that's heading off. Oh, dental care will be much more expensive when it's all over because they'll have to use so much more. Oh, that's very true, Kim, won't it? I was thinking about dentists with PPE. My guy does have a mask on and he does have a hat every now and then. More like a kind of, like a skull cap, but bigger around the edges. Does have a mask on and gloves, but pretty much very laid back. Very laid back. Maybe he's thinking he'll freak me out because we all know how bad I was when I first went in. It's like, don't touch me. See, I was socially distancing before it was trendy. I went in and I literally said to this poor implantologist, don't touch me. Can you stand by the door? And guess what? I was 2 metres away. Fair play to him. He did. And then I let him near me, but only after he'd sat and listened first, because I treated dentists the same as vets. If you don't want to talk to me, then we're off. So I have to explain first. And he did, bless him, he did. But I was thinking they'll probably have visors on them and things, won't they? Yep. And cleaning. Well, the last time I went in, which was the 6th of March, it's the first time it's actually happened. But when you lie down, they put like a sheet across you, like a disposable sheet, and they clip it on. There's like a chain goes around your neck and there's two clips on it. So she had all of that on me. And then she started and she said, well, there's nothing really for me to do, so I'm just going to polish. So she did some polishing and then she did some cleaning. And I have It's something we in the UK call flow, Kim. I don't know if that makes any sense. Flow. I presume it's F-L-O-W. But basically, it's some kind of powder that they use around the base of an implant. So she said, I'll use the flow. So I said, fine, whatever. You have to pay extra for flow. So she did all of that. And then she was cleaning it with just pure water. And she overdid it. And it ran out of my mouth and down my chin and down my baggage. And oh, God, I'm so sorry. There was water everywhere. So, yeah, I guess all of that is going to be have to be revisited, isn't it? Oh, my.
He's probably sat there in his shirt and tie.
Who?
The person who's a week early for the Catania meeting.
Probably. Bless him.
Anyway, he's written back.
Go on.
So, sorry about that. A very good show on Saturday night. Elaine has a natural radio voice and manner. You should repeat it sometime.
Yeah, well, we can't do it at 8 on Saturday. We'll have to do it at 10. We'll have to do very quiet and sedate music on Saturday until 10 o'clock, at which point we'll let rip. That's the plan. That's the plan anyway. Right, OK then. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. As ever, we have loved having your company. You are making this an amazing time that I, for one, will never, ever forget. And the way it's going over here, it could be a while yet. So Kim's heading into day 40 tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be day 26. And it's Two Show Friday, as well as being Good Friday. It's Two Show Friday. So that's tomorrow. Party again on Saturday night. Well, that's our plan. The only thing that's putting a spoke in the wheels is that it's Vigil Mass Day. I want him to do the Vigil Mass earlier in the day so I can get it out early so we can go party. But he's been dragged into the church, kicking and screaming to do the Mass full stop. So we'll have to see how it goes. But yes, we're going to be playing music as soon as we finish Marooned. And you, of course, will all be welcome to join us and send in your requests. Yeah, we're going to keep it fairly low key. So I've got some really beautiful low key songs for the first 2 hours. And then it's party time and we'll party the night away. That's the plan anyway. Whee! Good, I'm glad you've enjoyed it, Jonathan. Jonathan says, totally, it's been brilliant having you guys with me for an hour or so each day. We have loved it, and I'm glad you're enjoying it too, Paul. We've got to keep our spirits up, haven't we? Globally, we will beat this thing.
Tracy's not been on.
Tracy must be busy, but fingers crossed everything's okay with Tracy. She's doing her darndest, isn't she, with so many people that she's taken in, looking after. So fingers crossed everything's okay with Tracy and that we'll see her tomorrow.
She's been on Slack,
so I'm sure we'd have heard if it was anything catastrophic. Yeah, so today has been brilliant. I'm sure tomorrow will be wonderful fun too, and I hope you will be able to join us. But for now, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time.